Is social media killing mountain biking?
Is Brendan Seminoc's new edit just a collection of reels?
Or have we completely lost what mountain biking even is anymore? All that and much more coming up on The Dirt Shed Show. Hello and welcome to The Dirt Shed Show, everybody, with myself, Rich Payne, and I'm joined by...
Anna Cipullo.
How's it going, Anna, all right?
Yeah, not too bad.
Great to have you on.
Well, thank you very much.
Nice to see you in the dirt shed, isn't it? So, Anna, we're talking today about sort of social media and its effect on the mountain bike world.
It's killing mountain biking.
It really... it's a
maybe.
Tough, it's a tough question, really, isn't it? So,
yeah.
You know, Instagram, Facebook... Twitter, whatever the heck they're even...
All
the other governances now.
They're all responsible.
We're just seeing these sort of specialist little clips, these sort of things that people are going out dedicated to getting these little snippets of riding.
Yeah.
Are we not seeing riding in reality?
Is that real riding? Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because my Instagram feed is full of people just trouping, squaring off corners. And I swear that shot has been set up. They've gone into it 30 times and the pressure is at 2 PSI to get it.
I know what you mean.
It's not real. And now we're watching that thinking, oh, my riding looks pretty rubbish now.
Because I'm not
squaring off all the corners.
No, and that's not the way to hit a corner.
You kind of do.
Sometimes. Sometimes, but maybe not intentionally all the time. Mm. But you're right, are we getting this sort of glorified, rose-tinted vision of mountain biking through social media? It's not really how it is for the vast majority of people. I mean, Seminoc released a video lately, right?
Yeah,
Afterlife was his latest one.
Yeah, I had some choice words on our WhatsApp group about it because I wasn't that pleased. There was no story, there was no journey, it wasn't a ride. It wasn't like, you know, the one where he did the Unreal, where it was a full... It was a journey, it was lovely. This one just seemed like a collection of reels. It's like an artist or an editor or people like you behind the camera there just going, this is a nice shot, this will look good on Instagram reels, just pop off that and that's it.
Okay, I've got a slightly different view here because I get it, it didn't really tell a story as such, although I kind of got the story behind it.
Mm.
But I could appreciate it in terms of cinematography.
Yeah.
The tricks and things he was doing.
Yeah, they were
production
tough.
Value was all pretty insane. And it wasn't like a 15-second snippet. It was a lot of bangers. And, you know, so I can only imagine that the work that goes into something like that is far greater than someone doing a ridiculous on my phone, which I just don't want to see.
We can't repeat it. Just once.
Yeah,
okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like that kind of real cheesy stuff, I genuinely do think.
I like that.
No, I ain't got time for that.
I don't want life to be so serious and
I'm
be like, oh, look
serious.
At my riding. Oh, it's so shroupy. Oh, yawn. And then Seminoc's video, where it's just like, yeah, that was a cool trick. But did we need to see it from this angle and then that angle and then slow-mo and then...
Would you rather have you had a sombrero on doing a weird dance or something?
Yeah, I actually would. Maybe I would.
Okay, well, I mean, there we go. Interesting. You know, Darkfest, another one, another big thing where we're just seeing banger clips coming out of... I mean, I can appreciate the scale of that is monstrous. So that's really pushing the boundaries on.
We're getting a little desensitized to it because everyone's just putting clips up.
Yeah.
And interestingly, word on the street is, I don't know how real this is, but Darkfest isn't part of the Fest series because they're too social heavy.
Oh.
So is that the industry already calling out people that are being too social media heavy?
Yeah, maybe.
One thing that I do really hate though is the speed up thing. What are your feelings on speeding up clips?
No,
so
that's
people
just poor
out
show.
There, cranking it up a couple of notches to make it look like they're riding quicker.
Nah,
that's not real, is it?
That's
Although,
not cool.
I had a conversation with Martin earlier. He told me he sped up some of his clips in Road Party. Did you know that?
Really?
Yeah.
Cheeky scallywag. I'll have to have a word.
He said, and I quote, I'm bored of the speed of life. Things need to be
coming
faster.
From a guy who took up trials. Sorry, Mark. You know I love you. Well, let us know. What do you think of social media and its involvement in mountain biking at the moment? Good? Bad? Don't really care? Would rather see more cat videos or something? Who knows?
If you do,
cats and sombreros. If you do, well, certainly let us know. But anyway, on with the show. Now, last week's Dirt Show, you were on it with Martin, correct?
No, I was on it with Owen.
With Owen, I apologise.
Complete tech takeover.
Well, yeah, it was a tech takeover. What's going on there? Well,
look, we were desperate. Scraping the barrel.
Everyone was out shooting. Damn it. Well, don't worry. We got you back, though, which is cool. And we got some comments from last week's show.
Aww.
The first one is from, oh, lordy lord, user GL7EQ5FX5Q. And it says, Anna and Owen were great. Such a fun show. Love it.
Aww,
that's a nice,
thanks.
Nice one, isn't it?
I'm going to blush here. I've got DQFG who says, Anna needs to do Dirt Shed more. Be careful what you wish for.
Yeah, right.
Sorry.
Did you pick these comments out?
I didn't.
Yeah, get it. All right, Rob Hill 00. Bit of a car crash show, but they're usually the best. Owen and Anna make a good duo.
It was a beautiful car crash, the one you want to rubberneck over and over and over again.
Wow.
Just
we have just learned
Thanks
something new about
so
you
much.
There.
Thank you so
okay.
much.
Okay. Right, on to the news.
What's up, everyone? Heaps of news this week. Let's get stuck in with some new bikes. Is that a shock in your frame, or are you just pleased to see me? First up, the Scott Ransom, which receives a major overhaul. You could be forgiven for thinking it's an e-bike at first glance, thanks to the bulge, but all naturally aspirated here. Super clean finish to the frame by hiding the rear suspension unit away from the elements. You can run either a 650B or 29er rear wheel in the 170mm bike, and pricing is between £5,100 and £9,800. There's a new pivot switchblade too, just getting some geometry and suspension updates to increase compliance and slacken most things out to just add a touch of descending capability. There's a whopping 10 build options with pricing between $6,400 to $11,600. Whilst we're on pivot, Crankworx pump track specialist Kialani Hines moves on from the brand after 4 years, and Jill Kempner and Bryn Atkinson are brought aboard. The last new bike before I fully get involved in the team news is the new Kotick Escapade gravel bike, 853 Reynolds steel, stock colour of Cirrus, but a selection of 10 a la carte colours for £149 premium. Okay, team news, Keelan Grant heads for pastures new at the Rotwild EMTB team, Brooke McDonald joins Forbidden Bikes in an expansion to their downhill programme, and Graham Agassiz is also on Forbidden as the High Pivot brand gains some representation on the freeride scene too. Canadians Mark Wallace and John Mazzell join the We Are One Momentum project, a new downhill team where the brand will work to develop their latest frame offering. Clement Solmakoff have signed the Aurum brothers, and Tegan Cruz signs for the United Ride team. TG on GT, Thomas Genon joins the GT Bikes team with this beautiful deep purple build. Gwyn Racing is the latest new team on the block as the legendary rider looks to continue his run on his own program for 2024. Seth Sherlock and Michael De La Salle will also ride for him, but there's no news on what frame they'll be using yet. Hope I didn't butcher De La Salle. I don't know if that's the pronunciation. If you want to watch a great recap of the 2023 XC season through the eyes of those between the tapes, then Green Means Go, a documentary from the Orbea Factory Racing team, is live now. And the UCI NTB World Series has been hard at work confirming the dates for the cross-country marathon series. Three rounds this year, Novier-Mesto in May, Haute-Savoie in June, and Mount Van Hovenberg in September. In some final distribution news for the UK crowd, Norco bikes just got a whole lot easier to obtain thanks to Silverfish picking them up, and Haze will be distributed by ISON from here on out. Okay, that's my time this week. Let's get back to the shed.
Right, now this is something that's dear to Martin's heart, and actually, a great cause all round. It's a GoFundMe for Stephen Murray. Stephen Murray, legendary BMXer of back in the day. Mm. Unfortunately, he's suffering a rather fatal crash, meaning he's paralysed now. And Martin has set up a GoFundMe page to help raise money, and I suppose awareness, for a new bike for Stephen, right?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, obviously, these bikes cost a lot of money. They're very tricky when you can't work on your bikes. Access, just getting out on it all the time, is really tricky. So there is a GoFundMe page set up for Stephen Murray to help try and get him the specialist equipment that he needs. The link to that is down in the description below. Steady cook. Hacks and bodges. Hacks and bodges.
Hacks and bodges.
Oh, Lord.
There's so many songs.
We've descended. What? It's not a nursery rhyme. We've descended into anarchy already. But it's one of my favourite times. It is, of course, Hacks and Bodges. This is where you lot send in, you lovely viewers and listeners, the weirdest and wildest ways you've managed to fix your bikes.
I know, it's a good one from Peter to start with, from South Africa, who just simply says, this will make a few people's eyes bleed. Is that because there's so many bits sticking out of it? I don't know what we got here.
Okay.
What we've got is clamped to the cassette between two pieces of wood to get the nut off. Whoa.
Yeah, so essentially what he's done here, instead for those who can't see, is he's used a massive J-clamp type thing, or G-clamp, sorry, bodged together with two bits of wood to then try and take the cassette off to hold it in place.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't have a chain whip.
Yeah, exactly, instead of a chain whip. That's pretty cool, actually.
It's using your noodle, but by golly, it's not pretty. Those who can't see are lucky.
Yeah,
because this is wild.
I don't like chain whips, actually.
Controversial
opinion. Yeah, I like pincers.
Pin me.
With pin yourself. But that would actually be pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, it'll do the job. Hey, Peter, you made it work. Fair play.
Yeah.
Next, we have Adam from Hampshire in the UK here, who has no room for my bike in existing bike racks, so made a new one. And it's just, you know.
Has he? Oh, I see.
It's
right.
Pretty straightforward.
I've turned it over.
You're looking at the upside down.
I'm looking at it upside down, thinking it's a block of wood. But no, the magic.
It's two blocks of wood screwed together with a big gap in the middle to essentially wedge his wheel in.
I love it. Do we throw things at the camera for this?
No, we just.
You're a hack.
Okay, so we need to pick a winner, and the winner is, of course, going to get. This, maybe not even this specific one, but GMBN race jersey.
Ah, stunt jersey.
Yeah.
Well, I like the pincer cassette, the cassette pincer.
Okay, dokie.
That is using
Peter's noodle. Peter's pincers.
Peter's pincers, well done.
This will be shipping its way to South Africa. You got a GMBN jersey. Congratulations.
Richard. You're looking rather dapper today.
Oh, thank you.
Not
by my full name. How slightly strange, but thank you. It's because I'm wearing the Horizon T-shirt in coffee.
Lovely.
Other colours are available,
they
of course,
are.
Over at the GMBN shop. And what else have we got, Anna?
Well, we've just dropped two new long sleeve jerseys ready for the spring. You've got the Riser and you've got the Duo Tone as well. So check that out if you want to look as dapper as this guy here.
Well, thank you very much. yes, we don't forget as well, people. Obviously, the maintenance book is still available. And for every order, you get...
Not all three, but just one.
Mudguard. But you can choose whatever colour you want.
Mm.
Yeah, all that and loads more over on the GMBN shop right now. Time for some things that we liked this week. So this is bits and bobs that us presenters have picked out on the internet.
Clips, that is killing mountain biking.
Clips from social media, that have stood out to us. Now, the first one is a submission from Martin, actually. Now, there's a bit of a motorbike trials phase going through the office at the moment. He's put in this insane clip from the X Trial with Tony Bow. And Tony Bow, multiple legend, world champion, and he's just doing more motorbike wizardry.
Yeah, and this is him taking the world champs victory.
Yeah. Yeah, basically this, you know.
Have you got a trials bike yet? It seems like every presenter's buying a motorbike trials bike.
No,
I'm
on the motocross side of things at the moment. I like to go a bit faster, but I can appreciate the skill involved in this is insane. Like the 180 at the end, it's bonkers. It's mind-boggling.
Yeah.
I see it's not boggling your mind.
No, you had to talk about that because I was not going to get excited about it. What I am excited about, though, is Scott Seiko sharing a clip from his new video solo with Jackson Goldstone, and it's just it's shot in monochrome, but you can tell it's a really quality production. He's mixing in the sounds of the riding with the sounds of wind. It's like bird song, and it kind of really like pulls on all my senses. Obviously
yeah.
Not you.
No,
and I just think it's a great edit. Like, yeah,
it's very artistic. I do like that. It's a good little one. Now exactly what we were talking about earlier, but still pretty wicked, is Dan Booker shredding Codrona Bike Park.
Has he squared off corner?
He has, but look at this rear tyre slide on a wall ride before. Yeah, watch this, Anna.
Oh, this is nuts.
So he comes round this turn, big wall ride, but gets like a back wheel slide up round it, scrubs, big trial.
Did he mean to do that?
He did mean to do that, yeah.
Days.
It's cool, isn't it?
I would do that accidentally.
I would love to see that. So those are some things that we like this week. Contest time, Anna.
Oh, it's the best part of the show.
Yes, yeah? I've been hustled again with this picture.
It's always you, isn't it? This time you're sniffing your saddle. Apparently.
Making a very peculiar face. I am. But what we should say, we got many captions been sent in, and the winner is going to win
this is a stunt mug. This is time, isn't it?
One of our lovely enamel mugs we get to throw at the cameraman.
Seen some action already.
Yes. So, first up, Michael DMTB. His saddle is paying the price for his choice of the spicy Indian food last night. Joke's on you, don't like spicy food.
Grant3399 says, Rich riding the tandem was certain that Martin was still sitting here just a minute ago.
Good
that one. Would be scary.
Hugo Denuden 8774, when you have no MTB friends and still want to take a group photo.
Aww.
Do you want to pick the winner?
I like the spicy Indian food.
Okay.
Don't get to pray.
Michael D. MTB, you are getting a stud mug.
What?
Oh, wow.
There's stuff in it.
Yeah, look, that's the enamel off of it. There is enamel flying everywhere, people. But you have got a stunt mug coming to you.
Well done.
Oh, in fact, here's next week's caption contest. I know some of you can't see it, but for those who can, here it is right now. Captions in the description down below. Oh, like a rocket. Okay, time now for a few things we've got coming up this week, which we are specifically looking forward to, right?
Oh, it's got to be Blake on a unicycle. Mm. Has he actually ever done this before?
Don't think so. And
no.
They're really hard to ride.
Yes, they are.
Don't know what...
I hope we get a video out of it.
Find out.
He does actually ride it.
He's gone 10 metres. It's a very short video. Tune in, that's in on Saturday coming up. On Sunday... Does indoor training actually make you fitter? I went on a quest to find out, with the help from Garmin and their new Tax Neo 3M Smart Trainer, to see if actually with a bit of indoor riding, I can get fitter for my upcoming challenge.
I was going to ask, but then let's not spoil it. Okay, Richard, bike vault time, where we look at your bikes and judge you on it drastically.
But don't worry, they're never rubbish.
Oh, no, they're always so nice and super nice.
Yeah,
isn't that right?
Okay. Yes. Yeah, they are. First up, though, we're coming in strong. This is Matt's Scott Scale Hardtail from Orange County, California. Now, this is a very nice stealthed out hardtail.
Stealthed,
very black on black
on
black here.
The Don would like that, wouldn't he?
He would.
Black on black.
What are we saying?
It's nice.
What?
It's not. We don't use that. Only for super nices.
Super nices only. Yeah, we can't just go ring a ling ding.
Anticlimax to start with there.
But it's a cool picture. Nice backdrop. It's nice. Next up, we're throwing it back in time a touch, aren't we?
Oh, Santa Cruz Blur, circa 2006.
Yeah, and Swindley Forest in the UK. It's cool, isn't it?
Yeah, that's an old school place to ride as well.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, he says waiting for parts for my bike.
Obviously, because it's
an old blur. So he pulled an old blur out of the shed and gave an overhaul with parts lying around. So we got some exocarbon cranks on this. We've got a push-tuned rear shock. No internal routing here, of course.
I'm going for it.
I think
it's
super nice. Yeah. Who's next, Anna?
We've got an orange Alpine here from Ollie in Brisbane, Australia.
Nice.
It is non-drive side. I believe you guys get upset about that.
I'm pretty strict on this, Anna.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So it's just nice.
It is, but it is cool. I like the blue pops and I like the orange sort of coordination, but it's non-drive side.
Next up, I guess George has gone drive side, so you might be a bit more impressed here with a giant rain.
It's cool. I like the... It's like an oil slick paint job.
It is. It's like a two-tone, like burgundy,
two-tone.
Blue, purple, like that.
Yeah,
it's
like
TBR colour, is it? Is that
it is like an old Chimera or something. Yeah, that's cool.
Shall we? Yes or no? Yes.
What are you saying? God, I'll let you judge this
I like
one.
The paint job, if anything. Very well.
But nice, George. I'll have a go next time, shall
okay,
I?
Yeah, you do.
Rob with a nukeproof Mega 2020 Carbon. Now, this looks like a monster, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So, this thing here is grey with purple anodized parts here and there. Got some Schwalbe Tannels on it, big grey Zeb on there. It's the.
Yeah.
I like it from Steetley Woods. Rob,
nice.
I don't know where Steetley Woods is, but I like him.
It's like a snow camo theme. He's got a little camo
seat
as well.
I quite like that. And I like the graffiti backdrop.
Yes.
So I think I'm going to give that a super nice.
Are you? That's
vigorous.
I've got another one. I've got a Trek Marlin here, hardtail, from Bradley in Greensboro, North Carolina. What are you saying?
A lot of spacers under the hedge, under the stem on this one.
Yeah, okay.
There
that
is probably
nice.
3 inches 3 inch of spacers on that, and the layback seat post is a little funky. I like the tan walls. I like the blue. It's a nice.
It is nice.
Next up. Oh, look at the dog. More dogs and pictures, please.
Super nice dog.
This is Eric's Common Sale Meta Hardtail from Friston Forest, East Sussex in the UK.
Nice. Now, I like it.
Yeah.
Is that grey or green? Either way, I like it.
Green, I think. Fox 36,
Kashima. Chef's kiss. Pedals aren't in the right position, though. Is that upsetting you?
A little bit, but it's a super nice because it's got... Okay, we've got Tetuan and a Scott Spark 70 from 2015. Ooh. This is throwing it back from France. I like it. It's a carbon-framed one. I think it's got a dropper on there. That's cool. That's a nice bike. Nice. It's good to see. It's a
good to see some old-school FCs being done. That's probably one of the lightest bikes around as well.
Yeah, exactly. Right, we got a couple more coming. Let's fire through these. This is Mina's Scott Gambler from Norway. Mina, do tell me.
Oh, I'm just taking... Sorry, I'm not looking at the name because I'm just taken aback by those... Are those stickers?
I think they're decals added on.
Job?
I don't remember that paint job.
That looks awesome. Yeah. I love it.
I think that's a super nice. What do you reckon?
Yeah, I'm going for super nice. Go.
And then last but by no, wow, oh,
no
means
no
least.
Means least.
Amelia, we're going to see you coming on this thing. This is a bright pink custom painted Kona Process from 2015.
That is a feast for the eyes. I'm going for a super nice.
Yeah,
it looks
go
like
for
a tutti frutti. I love it.
Upside down fork, externally root dropper. Fluoro green parts. This thing's white. Even though it's non-drive side, which you broke the rule there. But
I know,
mental.
She's broke the rules with that.
Too right. Don't forget, you can upload your bikes for the Bike Vault in the uploader in the description down below. Anything, everything, or we like to see them all. Get involved. But Anna, the time has come for us to depart. It's been an absolute pleasure. And don't forget, you obviously can watch us on YouTube as you are right now, or if you're listening to us on all your various favourite streaming platforms, we are now a podcast as well, aren't we?
We are. Coming in your ears.
Wow. On that note, see you later.